Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening. I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening. I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening.
And we're going to starve. All right. Are you ready for a Friday? Boy, I'll tell you what, Mac. Let me tell you something, Mac. We are screwed.
It's over, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's been a fun week. It's
we
done.
We are going to catch some... We're going to catch some strays today.
Woo.
Strays.
Yikes.
I am here for it all. You want to come after me? Let's go. I made bold predictions yesterday. I called people out saying that those teams weren't going to lose. I thought Hunter Dickinson might be the Naismith Player of the Year.
Oh.
That's an actual lie. That guy sucks.
I thought he might show up.
Dude.
Wow.
That guy.
Dude.
Who's more hated right now in the metro area? Hunter Dickinson, Denny Gates, Dusty Likens. Boy, you said both. I did, dude. I sucked yesterday.
That's a trio for Richard of the Week right there.
I mean, hey, rank them. Maybe I am Richard of the Week. And I own that. I own that.
Listen, man.
Because I'm not getting breakfast today.
No, I'm not either.
God. I mean, I said that, and I mean, you would have thought that was the dumbest thing you heard yesterday.
I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
Hey, Don.
I mean,
damn it.
The fact that Bob's not here, Bob may never get to leave again. Although Bob said KU would go further than Missouri in the tournament.
It's true, he did.
They both are gone.
Nope.
I mean, can you believe that somebody got a degree in communications and got hired by Intercom, then turned Odyssey, then turned from Red Reaction Show, turned from Out of Bounds? No wonder it took this ass this long to get on the air.
I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening.
I'm going to have to go apply at Waffle House because I'll be kicked out of this city and the station. Golly. What a terrible thing to say. From the True Green Thumb himself. F word. Man of my word. We're going to drop three F-bombs on the air today? That's what we want to do? How about those Northwest Missouri State boys and coach transferring to D1 and still winning games? Went to UCM. Sorry, don't care. Although that kid's a baller.
Oh, yeah. That whole team was ballers.
Number one question I have.
Yep.
Does he go to the NBA?
No.
He'll never be an NBA player?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Don't think so.
Just checking.
Because the kid's a killer. When he hit the one-legged three against Mizzou last night, I looked over at my buddy. I was like, ugh. Because I was already, you know, we were going back and forth.
Back and forth, of course.
And as soon as Dickinson made that pass to Patrick Swayze from Ghost, where there's not literally a human being in the vicinity, and they were up by three, when that pass, because what did I tell you like yesterday? I was like, Dickinson made one of those passes not long, like in the Big 12 tournament, behind his head.
Over his head.
Like, what are you doing? He missed three bunnies inside.
He's trying to be Jokic, dude.
I mean, look, dude. Well, I mean, he needs to stop.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, you talk about a guy that I wouldn't go back to Lawrence if I was him.
No.
That's a passionate fan base. They already want to come after me with a lynch mob. Oh, man, you were so confident yesterday. You were so... Did you think they were both going to lose?
No. I mean, I thought... We both said they can't both lose. We both said here for 4 hours.
To be fair, I mean... Kansas was up by three with like a minute 49 left.
Kansas had it.
And then
they choked. And Arkansas tried to choke it back.
Right.
Couldn't inbound the ball.
Always hate when they choke it back.
But no, it felt like these two legendary coaches forgetting how to coach in the last 90 seconds.
I don't know if I'd put legend. Oh, you're talking about
Calipari himself.
Okay. I was like, I don't know if I'd put Gates up there.
No.
Because, I mean, you talk about a quick shift on an attitude change. I mean, zero wins last year. What the hell is this guy? This year, Missouri, pretty solid team. They lost that game last night. Ready to see him get fired. He's not going to get fired, and I'll tell you why. It's because of one reason. $21.5 million buyout. Mizzou ain't going to do that. He's coming back.
Yeah.
And what I think is interesting about the Mizzou game, and let's take their reaction first, because I think they're, if I'll be honest with you, because I know that there are pessimistic KU fans, just like there are pessimistic fans everywhere.
Of course.
There's pessimistic Missouri fans. But I think truly, if you had to go back in time and ask people's, like, you put a lie detector test and be like, who do you think honestly goes further in this tournament, Mizzou or Kansas? I think the majority of people would have probably said, I think Mizzou has a better chance to go further.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, probably 50-50 yesterday, were like, KU's going to be a one and done. We've watched this team all year. We've watched them all year. They choke it away in the final minutes. That's what they do. What they do yesterday, Mac?
They choked it away in the final minutes.
Minute. Yep. Minuto. Minutiano. Paradareo. You stupado. Dickinsano. Get out of Lorenzo. Dickinson. And, you know, Mizzou... Yeah, Drake's good, man. McCollum's a great coach.
Drake's real.
Like, that guy's going to get a lot of press, right? Brought his kids in, transferred them all from Northwest. Great story. I don't know if they are the story of the tournament, but they're one of two.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, McNeese State yesterday stole the show, right? They had the bigger upset. They've got the...
Clemson scored like 13 points in the first half.
They had 8 with 4 minutes left.
Just absurd.
So...
Embarrassing for Clemson.
Right. But I think a lot of people, and Kansas fans can be whatever, but like they're like, we didn't expect to win that game. We knew we were going to lose. Like we've just been terrible all year. Yeah, we're a 7 seed, big whoop. We should be like a 12 seed. Worst Kansas team, a lot of people tell you, under the Bill Self era. Hunter Dickinson, worst KU player ever, right? And that's Tyler Self played there. And I bet a lot of people say I'd rather have Tyler Self than Hunter Dickinson. And that's not meant to be a shot, but it came out that way. And I just didn't see both teams losing. Now, Mizzou loses 67-57, and it was close. Like, they kind of brought
it down.
They
came back.
But, I mean, look, KU had the lead, man, and they blew it. Missouri, they fought the entire game. And, again, we talk about this all the time. Like, it's a battle of matchups in the tournaments. And Missouri, high-octane, fast speed, going all the time. Drake, we're gonna get our play at about the 7-second mark. Because we got a guy in Sturts who is cool as a cucumber. And he doesn't care, doesn't get too big for the moment, doesn't ever get over the top. Huge K-State guy. You know what he did to his favorite team in their place this year? Hit a game winner.
It's cold-blooded.
It's nice to see. Great college player. Not going to be a pro.
No, I don't think so.
Might be able to play overseas and make a lot of money
sure.
Tax-free.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
He should.
He's better than Bronny. 17 points
last night.
Last night.
God.
Sturts had 17 in the first half. Hey, no. I think he had 14.
But yeah, you think it was, yeah.
Yeah. But look, here we are. It's the tournament. This is why we love it.
God.
But boy, has it been a tough go.
Wow.
Since February. Right? Tough go. It's our fault.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, of course.
It's our fault.
Well, mainly.
We went to the Super Bowl. God forbid we ever get a dream situation. God forbid. Dear Lord, I apologize. I used your name twice in two sentences. But for, you know, good lordy wardy. How dare you go to the Super Bowl and cover it for your job? Because of that, they lost. I get it. I own that. I'll take that L. You said both teams were going to win. It's your fault they suck. I take that. That's why you hear the tagline, 913-586-7965. Call up now and tell me how much I suck. And look, I mean, yeah, I get it, man. It was tough because now, Saturday, no local teams play. And even though you might not have thought your team, Missouri or Kansas, would have had a deep run, you expected one of them to play Saturday, one of them to maybe play St. John's, or one of them to play Texas Tech. And now that's done. But where some things end, some things begin. Because now how many people are going to come out of the woodwork and be like, you know what, I'm going to follow this Drake team.
100%.
I'm going to see this Drake team. And now everybody's going to be a Drake expert. Everybody's see Drake. How great would it be if Drake played Lamar?
That'd be great.
Stolen from the audio last night on CBS. So look, I apologize. I really apologize. I'm sorry that I picked them all to win. I went with my gut. I mean, we'll get into our bracket. A lot of X's. More X's here than George in Texas. And we'll take your calls. You can lay into me for it. You can say that I'm wrong for this because Twitter got me last night. Text line got me last night. Dusty, you aren't the heel. It sounds really annoying. You trying to make yourself one. Sounds like I've already healed you, sir. We go to Steven in KCK. Steven, go ahead. You're on the air, sir. Let's go. Come on.
Man, it's time for Bill Self to retire, dude. I hate to say this, man. This is Steven from KCK. Playing zone defense in a game against Calipari. I mean, he's phoned it in, dude. It may be a couple years, but this will be remembered in history as Bill Self's retirement game. There's no excuse. You're the only team ever to have two, to be the number one team since 1961.
Let it out.
Man, this is ridiculous. I could have been I could have gone to the Cider Fest last night. I could have gone to the Lewisburg Cider Fest. The second team, both Bill Self teams, number one in the preseason. And couldn't win the first freaking game. You spent $2 million on Hunter Dickinson. You spent $1.5 million on this guy from Wisconsin who couldn't do anything. These guys are terrible. The game has changed. The game has passed Self by. He'll probably collect a few more $10 million paychecks. We're gonna become Indiana. If this continues, we're going to become Indiana basketball. We got maybe a couple of good guys coming in next year. But come on, man. God, how can we do this? How can this happen? Well, this is Kansas basketball. Thank you.
There you go. Steven and KCK. A little Fesco. I will say this to his point, not trying to rub salt in the wound. Bill switching to the zone kind of got KU back into the game. Calipari seemed to score for like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So Steven and KCK there. Call in. We'll let you vent. It's your day, man. It's your day. From the 913, get this KU bomb off the air, all caps. Dude's going to have a heart attack. Sounds like he's still hungover. Look, man, I mean, I don't know what we all thought they were going to win. Maybe not all of us. Somebody says, Dusty, a lot of people had both of them win. Caleb, you're our last caller before we go to break. Caleb, go ahead.
I just want to say, Wupik Sui and to all you Bill Self fans, don't blame him. He's a good coach. He don't need fired. Just take your loss and go ahead and walk away. Thank you.
We'll pick see you. See you. By the way, it's McNeese. Thank you. And is Dan Kilgore going to play? Boy, we are going to have fun on a Friday. I'm here for you. I'm sorry that I maybe made you think a certain way with both teams winning. Again, we're here for it. But let's do it. We come back. McNeese State. Why they are my storyline of the tournament. I'll tell you why on the other side, because of one NIL deal that you never saw coming. We get down to it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
If I had 24 roses, an older bottle of wine, and I really could have hung the moon, would you change your mind? Shout out Alabama. I think they play today. I know they play today. Should be a fun Friday. Yesterday was hectic, off the rails. We got a little bit of stuff. Um, 913-586-7965. Let me know how you're feeling. We had a Hogs fan call in. Good old Arkansas fan rubbing in the salt of the wound that is there.
But also bringing sound advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, let's not crash out and freak out. This is not the end of self. You got a good coach. Take your loss and come back next season.
Then you had Steven from KCK. Ooh. Said that they're going to become Indiana. It's time for Bill Self to retire.
Games passed him by.
Yeah. From KC Kurt, KU fans are hilarious. The world's not ending. You're still KU basketball. You'll be fine. So we'll see. God, I'm just on fire today with being wrong. I meant to say Shenandoah, not Alabama. Immediately get shot in the effing face. That's Shenandoah's song, not Alabama.
Kill him.
Golly, I'm sorry. I'm here to be your pincushion. Everybody wants somebody to throw shade at. I'll be the willow tree. I'll bring lots of shade. I'm so sorry that I said Alabama looking at my bracket singing the song. At least I knew the effing words. I'll sing that song karaoke. Don't even need the screen. Man. Fridays are supposed to be fun. But we did do the brackets yesterday. Went through each region. Tried to give everybody a good insight. I'm not going to lie to you. I went 9-7 yesterday. 9 dubs, Yee. 7 L's. I got Auburn. I got A&M. I lost Louisville. And I lost UC San Diego. Right? Lost that one. Is this even the right text line? That ought to tell you right there. Yes, it is. So I missed out on a 5-12 upset. I thought San Diego, you know, University of California, San Diego might be able to give Michigan the business. They played with them. I thought maybe, you know, staying up late, watching college basketball, plenty of coffee to get me through the day. But in that region, we go 2-2. Auburn wins, Louisville loses. I'm sure a lot of people had Louisville losing. Not me, Dusty. Not me. I had Creighton. Don't you know Doug McDermott's tournament numbers? Good for you. A&M beats Yale, but Yale covers. For those of you that took the line there. But, yeah. Moving down to the West. The West. I lose KU. I lose Mizzou. I win Texas Tech, and I win St. John. St. Don's. Ain't done. They win by 30. They had a scare in the first half. They were only up by 2 with like 50 seconds left and then rallied off like 6 straight, ended up winning by 38. Done. On the other side of the bracket, BYU, Wisconsin, they both take care of business. I feel like I'll be pretty clean in that bracket. I think Duke wins. I think Mississippi State beats Baylor. Oregon's going to beat Liberty. Zona's going to beat Arizona. Is Arizona going to beat Akron? Already got Wisconsin winning. Already got BYU winning. Vanderbilt's going to win. Alabama's going to win. Vanderbilt's going to beat St. Mary's. Might as well mark it because we've already been wrong. Houston won. Obviously, I had Georgia beating Gonzaga, lost that one. I had Clemson beating McNeese State. McNasty State's what they should be called. Mr. Khan, team manager, leading the way. Purdue wins. Utah State loses to UCLA. And Tennessee beats Wofford. 9-7. I don't know if you know what your number was after yesterday's 16 games, but your boy only +2 on the win side. That's not good. I know it sounds like a winning. I'm Jeff Fisher yesterday. I'm Marvin Lewis. Nobody liked those guys. Those guys just got the minimum done to be a winning coach. I literally went 9-7 yesterday on my bracket. So I will say, though, yesterday, the story that I liked the most, because I know you're going to have from 2 to 6 today, all you're going to hear about Carrington talking about today is Drake. So I'll leave Carrington to talk about Drake. That's all he's going to talk about, not the rapper. But he's going to act like he was a big Sturts guy from the jump, that he went to Maryville 2 years ago and watched him. I'll let Carrington have Drake. I'm here to squash a couple of grenades from people that might be a little hated today, or some people that might be ready to throw some hate out here. So I'm here to absorb that for you. I'm like a counselor on the air. But man, that manager yesterday for McNeese State, that's hilarious. You do know he's been doing it all year. Thanks, coach. But from what I was told, maybe I'm wrong about this, first ever non-athlete to get an NIL deal yesterday.
Wow.
Right?
That is awesome.
So Mr. Khan, he comes out with the team. I'm sure you've seen the videos. Has the big boombox on, plays the same song. Team's rapping behind him. He raps the words he's allowed to say. He'll cover his mouth when some words come up that he can't say. Good for him, smart. And kind of hypes the guys up. You know, posed in the mirror with his watch, says it's upset alert time. They're in the second round.
And your boy did pick them. Let's
you
go.
Did?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. But yeah, so they move on to the second round. They'll play Purdue to advance to the Sweet 16. Did you pick Purdue or did you pick McNeese State?
I had Purdue.
Okay. So
Purdue.
That's one storyline.
Looks like I went 10-6, by the way. So much better.
Not much better. You're the expert. Maybe we'll let you talk about it from now on. You know, because everybody's going to be so damn perfect with this stuff.
Jeez.
I mean, we were at Jefferson's yesterday, and you could hear the vibe, dude. Like, when Louisville was losing, I think there was one guy next to us. He's like, bracket's busted. And then, of course, his buddy right next to him. Oh, man, I had Creighton.
Yeah, okay. Of course. All right, thanks.
Of course you did. Thank you. It's round one. When the points get bigger, it's like Sweet 16, Lead 8. Yep. Like, it's cool. But, no, it's such a great time. Because like we had said, everybody's an expert.
Oh, of course.
Everybody comes out of the woodwork. Some people think they're experts and go on the air and tell you that both teams are winning. And then they tweet and say both teams can't lose.
Like spell 17 check. Times.
That's right. Copy and paste. It's like I typed
it out. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Loose, not loose. Good spelling, Dusty.
Some people think Louisville's going to beat Auburn in the second round. Hey, it happens.
It does, yeah. But yeah, Louisville was the first story to fall yesterday, which was crazy because it was an 8-9 game. And everyone acted like it was like a 3-14 upset.
Yeah, that the public got behind Louisville in the last couple of days before the
tournament. Because everyone thinks they're experts.
And then it just monsooned into this whole thing like, oh, Creighton, Louisville. It's like, Creighton's good.
Louisville, Kansas should have been the meme yesterday. The Spider-Man pointed at each other.
Yes.
They're the same teams all year. Louisville was like up, down. By God, they're just disrespected. They shouldn't be an 8 seed. We both said that.
Did.
And then all of a sudden, they lose yesterday. Never had a chance. I mean, what's his name? Dick Hauser? Dick Robber? What's his name? The guy that plays in the center for Creighton?
Cockbringer? Yeah. Cockbringer.
Yeah. Whatever his name is. Creighton was never, ever behind.
And that guy who's my age, Stephen Ashworth, just hitting 30-footers.
Your age?
Yeah, you're right.
He's my age. The guy has a gray stubble beard. That's not a college kid. Nice try. That's like in Dodgeball? They got eliminated because somebody was taking steroids. Thanks a lot, Tina. So, yeah, I mean, like, and it was an 8-9 game. And we all watched that game like it was like a 2 seed going down. So that's your first big storyline that happened yesterday. Louisville gets knocked out. They were playing right down the road from their home.
Yep.
Oh, boy, they could give Auburn trouble in that second round because, you know, they're undervalued. They're underappreciated. No, they're not. Like, let the committee be the committee, right? And
51% of all brackets had Louisville.
Yeah. I thought I saw somewhere like 0.6% of brackets are still perfect.
Jeez.
It's great. That's why this is called March Madness.
If you've got a perfect bracket, text us in, and I won't believe
you. You don't.
And I will not believe you.
If you have a perfect bracket, I have a six-pack. It's just on my stomach. High not in my... Or, no. The second story, I think, obviously, is the kids from Drake and their coach, McComb. I think that's the second story. And I don't think it's necessarily a far gap from McNeese State. I don't think it's that big of a separation. I think what that guy has done, gotten Drake into the tournament and gotten them a win, because he's on house money now. Not only did you beat an SEC team, you beat a six seed, whether it's Mizzou, whether it was, you know, any name any other six seed there is in the tournament, right? Doesn't matter. They won that game, right? Could have played Illinois. Wouldn't have mattered. But a good win. That Sturts kid, undersized, not like your typical, you know, stud, big college name, but went into that game, cold-blooded killer, and beat Mizzou. And then my third storyline, I think, Kansas and Hunter Dickinson, right? They were talking about how many points he scored, how many rebounds he's had. That's the softest 7-2 guy I've ever seen. And that's seen Zach Edey play. That's seen Chet Holmgren play. Chet Holmgren's not tough, but Chet Holmgren knows how to put the ball in the basket. I watched Hunter Dickinson throw a pass to a guy that doesn't exist, and I saw Hunter Dickinson miss three bunnies inside 2 feet yesterday. That right there is your ball game.
Chet Holmgren would chew up Hunter Dickinson and spit him out.
1,000%.
That's how Wembanyama
is tougher than Hunter Dickinson.
Wembanyama, yeah, I mean, that's...
But you can't say it like that because Wembanyama weighs 109 pounds and he's 7'5".
Yeah.
Hunter Dickinson is 7'2 and probably weighs 250 pounds. And he's S-A-W-F-T soft.
Charmin.
So don't get mad at me. I thought both would win. But to me, Mac, and I don't know if you have any other story, those are my three storylines from yesterday. I think Louisville losing the first game out of the gate, shocking the world, and everybody doing the, all right, here we go, it's yep. March. And then McNeese State upsetting Clemson, which I think you said, Clemson's soft. They're an ACC team. I don't believe in it. Good for you.
About the only thing I got right yesterday.
And
I'll take it.
And then parlayed in the third story is KU and Mizzou both losing at the same time on the same day in the same area of fandom.
Because we were talking at Jefferson's, which was fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
Great food. Mac and cheese for me.
Yeah, shout out to Maloney for picking up the tab.
Yeah, seriously, Rob. Goat. What was I saying? I got sidetracked there.
I don't know.
We were talking about which is more likely, MU and KU both winning or MU and KU both losing. We were like, probably a little bit more that they both win rather than that they both lose.
Right.
And, of course, they both lose last night. Yeah, I'd be right in line with your storylines. I mean, I think Houston, I know it's a 16 seed, but they looked really good. I think the public's kind of on Houston, and we talked about that. Like, they seem to be flying under the radar a bit. By far the least talked about number one seed. I felt like Houston kind of...
You think they're the least talked about number one seed?
Oh, there's no question.
What?
Duke, Auburn, and Florida are talked about way more than Houston.
Okay. I disagree.
I mean, on this show, it's not even close. But
yeah,
I think nationally, I don't... Yeah, I mean...
Oh, a lot of people think Houston's the best team in the country. Nationally.
That's not what I've heard. I'm sure there's
people... I bet
people,
if you could Google search it, most number one team to win the entire tournament.
They are not even one or two. It is Florida and Auburn. Or Florida and Duke.
You know that for a fact?
Yes.
You've already looked it up. You have the number. What's the percentage? Who said it? What's the source? Where's it from?
It was on ESPN. It was 25 and 23%, I believe.
Okay.
I'd look it up.
Damn, because I thought Houston was like getting, like, at least what I was watching yesterday between games, they're like, this is Houston. This is why they're the team that can go all the way to the finals and win it. Great coach, great team, leadership. What, do they have like three seniors on their team? I mean, I know Auburn was like, and Auburn and Duke were talked about, obviously, because they were the number one team overall, number two team overall. I don't know, man. I think recently Florida's been talked about a lot because of what they did in the SEC tournament.
Yeah.
But all year long, everyone said that Houston was the number one. Like, even the text line.
No, I think they're respected. I just don't think that they are talked about in the same ilk. 30% of brackets, Duke, 17 Florida, so eight Auburn, and then 7 Houston. Right.
Fair enough, you win.
No, but I think that changed yesterday.
Why? Because they won by 50?
Yeah.
Against a 16 seed?
I'm not saying it's justified.
All right. I mean, who do they even play?
SIU Edwardsville.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so that's your story. Houston is becoming the team?
Yeah, I would say that other than what you said, I think Houston is catapulted themselves into the forefront.
That's what's so great about this tournament as well, is that it takes one game. One game.
Yeah, one game.
Like I'm telling you today, and I know the text line said this too, because I said this yesterday, by the way. Colorado State plays Memphis today. Colorado State has a player on their team. I can't think of his name again, but I looked up yesterday. Colorado State will win that game. And everyone will jump over there and be like, this kid's an NBA player. Yep. No one talked about him all year. He was averaging 16.5 points per game. Colorado State is a scary team that's underseeded. How many times have you heard already underseeded?
Underseeded. It's like unprecedented during the pandemic. Now underseeded. It's underseeded during
underseeded.
March Madness. Yes.
Underseeded.
Yes. Oh, Drake, underseeded. Oh, McNeese State, underseeded. Come on. All caps from the 913.
Yeah,
Houston is the best in the country.
I told you.
No, like, definitely should be there.
I've seen Houston as, because like when we were talking about our number one seeds and who's going to win, all I saw on the text line is like, Dusty, you're a fool. Houston's the best team in the tournament. They're going to win the whole thing. I've seen at least 3 to 5 people that I follow on X that have said like, Houston's the team to win this thing. Like, I don't know why people are just like, again, it's all recency bias, right?
100%.
Who does Duke have? The number one player in the country.
Yep.
So everybody gravitates to that, right? Which is, it makes your point even more evidently, obviously, and clear. Auburn's been the number one team all year. Auburn's been absolutely ass since February. Look at their record. They have a losing record going into the tournament.
2-4 in their last 6 games.
But nobody cares.
Nope.
Right? Florida, the best tournament in conference tournaments. And Florida was dominant.
Dominant.
So what did everybody do?
Florida.
And then here's Houston. Old measly Big 12.
Big 12.
Oh, Kansas sucks, so the Big 12 sucks. That's not the case.
Like you said, seniors.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Calvin Sampson.
It doesn't sell, but they're really good. And I know the text line knows that. I know I'm not breaking news, but I think nationally people are like, whoa.
Yeah.
Houston.
McNeese, ? Nobody called it that, but all right. The point guard at Colorado State is from Kansas City, went to Staley. Is this just like a melting pot of just talent in basketball? Everybody at Drake went to Northwest and is from Liberty. Everybody on Colorado State's team went to, you know, here. Golly, what are these coaches doing? The hell with the NIL. Look at your local talent.
So like, true.
Do you think if Sturts was on Mizzou, they'd be that much better? Or is it the system and the coach that makes him that great?
Well, I think you
and
could,
the chemistry.
You could
he was
always
at Northwest. And went with his coach to Drake.
You
he
could
was
always,
there.
Yeah, he was there. He was there. You could always play that game, right? Like, is it the coach, the chemistry? But no, like, that talent would have been there either way. Yeah, of course, you could have used a guy like Sturts. Jeez.
He could still transfer.
He's still got time.
He's a junior.
Yeah.
He could definitely transfer. I wonder what that's like. Because what is it how we get so pissed off? These, like, Bob one day was like, these kids that transfer during the portal, like, while they're still in the tournament. That one coach is going to NC State.
Yeah, which has been known, apparently.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, he's going.
But
what?
But not the same energy towards the coaches. But the students and the athletes, how dare you? If I'm an athlete with his coach, like, one, I respect it. You're getting a higher job.
Yeah,
I understand
good for
that's
you.
The way the system works.
Chase your bag.
But also, I'm, like, kind of questioning myself, like, you know? Somebody says, UMKC is a school missing out on the talent more than Mizzou. Huh?
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. You're talking about junior college, you know, not, you know, big, high touted recruits. Yeah. School like UMKC could be scooping those kids up. I understand that.
And then they could go to Mizzou.
And then they go to Mizzou.
Yeah.
But you at least get them for a
little
bit.
Like, y'all mad at Denny Gates. Y'all ought to be mad at whoever's coaching at UMKC. Let this kid play at Liberty, 291 North.
Take that on tap.
Yeah, Northwest, Drake, culture wins. I agree. I mean, like, you get that. Like,
100%.
Everyone's fear yesterday with Drake versus Mizzou was like, watch their offense. It's slow. It's methodical. Mizzou just likes to go back and forth. Also, where was Caleb Grill the last 2 months of the season?
Gosh, man. Fell asleep.
Got old, man. Turned 30 overnight. That's what hurt Mizzou. Because they already couldn't play defense.
Nope.
And then their weapon, cold.
And struggled to find space, too.
Somebody got tape on how to defend him.
Yeah.
And ever since that Alabama game, when they did the gone. Yeah. I think they lost 5 of their last 6 games.
Jeez.
I know they lost to Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, Kentucky, 3 straight to lose the season. They won against whoever, A&M in the tournament.
I think so.
And then they lost to Florida, and then they lost to Drake. They lost 5 of their last 6 games of the season. Let's let that be a reality for the Mizzou people that were like pumping their chests, like, here we are. We ain't backing down. Everybody sleeping on us. You lost 5 of 6. Kansas, we knew they were going to be bad all season. Mizzou lost 5 of 6 of their last 6 games. That's tough. So I understand why people are coming after Denny Gates, but he's got a $21.5 million buyout. They ain't firing that dude. And he just had his best season at Mizzou, I would think. At least in my opinion. At least better than 2 years ago, obviously, with no conference wins. Whew. Well, Mac, I'll tell you something. Coming up on the other side. MLB teams compared to NFL teams. And I'm going to ruin it for you. According to this fan graph, the Chiefs are the Dodgers. And that makes zero sense to me. I'll explain on the other side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
By the way, if you have bought a scooter, according to the news, they've been recalled. Segway 9 bought, 20 injuries reported. I didn't know Segways were still a thing. I thought Weird Al killed that.
I don't know if I've ever seen a Segway in person.
I went to Portland, Oregon once.
Oh.
They were everywhere.
They were rocking it.
Oh, yeah. Helmets, too.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And then I think in, like, certain cities, they do, like, tours where
like a Segway tour?
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be kind of fun.
Just to watch the people learn.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Easy, Gary. You lean. You don't push.
Make sure it's not the nine bot.
Yeah.
1 hour down. We're getting there.
I don't know what this text means, but it says, you guys really just be saying a hit. L-M-A-O.
Oh. It's supposed to be an S instead of an A, I imagine. Next to each other on the keyboard.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't be saying anything.
I don't know what that means. We'll play it live. We'll do it live. What? We'll do it live?
F it, we'll do it live.
Yeah. Somebody says when they were in Paris last summer, he took a Segway of tour of the city. It was actually very, very nice. Or they took us.
Yeah, that would be cool. I would do that. 816, Branson had a track, LOL. A Segway track? Is that...
Sounds like Branson.
Yep, tracks.
I kind of want to do Branson at Christmas time.
Yeah, you were saying that. That's like a big thing, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. Because I've been to Silver Dollar City as a kid, but I didn't know Christmas was a huge thing there.
Find you a cougar, not the Houston Cougars. That's what they are, right?
Yeah, Houston, yep.
Okay.
That's it.
After last night, nothing matters, so I'm here for it. But see, now you have, locally, you have no dog in the fight. So now you get to adopt a team. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's it. No, honestly, that's a great way to look at it, 816. You adopt a team, gamble, here we go. Yeah, just stay locked into the TV now. You don't have
to. Here we go.
You don't have a horse in the race.
So we talked about this on the tees. MLB and NFL team comparisons. Am I biased or do I not realize this? But it says the Dodgers equal the Chiefs.
What?
I don't, is it because Why? Everybody, is it a hatred comparison? Is it?
Like the best team?
Right.
Well, okay.
Like the Dodgers won a World Series in the bubble, and they won a World Series last year, but they buy all their players.
That's the thing. And they're a huge market.
Now.
Give me another comparison so I can kind of feel what this list is.
Yankees equal Patriots.
Storied franchise.
The Patriots haven't been good since 2017.
Yeah, probably right around there.
That's almost 10 years. That'll be 9 years next football season since Tom Brady beat Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. Yep. It was 18. So I guess 7 years.
Yep.
So I don't get the Yankees Patriots.
Yeah, I
really
don't
get
either.
Any of this list.
Yeah, now I'm looking at it here.
Yeah, Dodgers equal Chiefs, Yankees equal Patriots, Padres equal Chargers. Is that because a lot of people, now that one I can kind of get behind, because a lot of people will say this is San Diego's year, right? Machado, yep. Tatis, Luis Arraez.
They win a lot, but don't actually win. Yeah, that makes sense. Also, it helps they're in San Diego.
Right, yeah. Which the Chargers are now in Los Angeles, but they were, still, obviously. Yep. They have the Phillies equaling the Ravens.
Yeah, help me on this one.
Maybe Bryce Harper's Lamar Jackson can win the MVP, but can't win the title.
Okay.
Can't get to the World Series.
Yeah.
Can't get to the Super Bowl. Big teams, big wins, big records all year, and then fall short in the playoffs. Maybe that's a comparison
that
I can look at.
Feels right.
Orioles, Commanders.
Young.
Because they play close together.
Young stars, Gunnar Henderson, Jaden Daniels.
I don't know. I really just don't understand this list. And that's why I bring it up. Like, are we missing something? Text line 913-586-7965. Jay Southland, Tow Service, text line. I'm confused, as now I'm not, because Silver Dollar City is being advertised on the TV. The Guardians Weird. Equal the Rams?
What?
I don't know. Like, I understand we're having a topic about this, but like, I'm lost.
Yeah, like, what are we comparing?
And then Brewers equal the Broncos, and White Sox equal the Giants. That's the only one that makes sense.
Yeah, White Sox, Giants.
Because they just
tracks.
Suck.
Yeah. Could have been the Browns, but take the Giants, too.
Yeah.
But big market, Chicago, New York, I guess, trying to make this make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say the Orioles and the Commanders has got to be like the young talent, but the Commanders, other than Jaden Daniels, don't really have a lot of young talent. It's like Austin Eckler and Zach Ertz and old guys.
I think this is just like, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I think this is just like a fandom thing. Like, I think people just hate the Dodgers because they're always good. Like, you would hate the Chiefs because they're always good. Like, is Mahomes Ohtani?
Best player in the league? Yeah.
I'm just confused by that.
Dominant?
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, like, why we hate the Dodgers is because they go out and spend money and get all the good players. The Chiefs literally have Kareem Hunt, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Charles Omenihu as signings in the offseason. It's not like they went out and got,
yeah,
you know, Myles Garrett. It's like they'd be the Dodgers. Like the Chiefs went and got like Myles Garrett, Debo Samuel, and
the best left tackle possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got Stanley. That would be like, then I would understand that comparison. Yeah.
That'd be it, right?
That didn't happen.
No.
And
sadly,
they won a world championship or a Super Bowl when they had Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, and MBS.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Don't ever want to hear about him again.
Yes.
913-586-7965. How is everybody doing today on a Friday? We're here for you. All I have to say is go Drake, Northwest Missouri State 2.0. Ohtani and Mahomes are both the most talented players to ever play their sport.
Okay.
Fair.
Yep, that is fair.
This list is a hit. And then from the 563, Silver Dollar City sucked on Christmas Eve. The place was uncomfortably packed. You got to know what you're getting yourself into.
Well, of course.
It's like when you go to the Plaza Lighting. Like, it sucked. It was overly crowded. Duh.
Yeah. A lot of traffic. Yeah, dude. Meet people there.
No doubt about it. Come up on the other side. We'll get back into what Missouri and KU did yesterday besides make us puke. And then also, what are you most excited about today? Mm. For me, it's Colorado State. I'll tell you why. Okay. Colorado State is the most exciting thing for me today. On the other side, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.